In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. There are a few things I have to say to you to prepare you for the message. A few ideas, a few concepts from the Spirit before I even give you the subject. Because the subject is real. And you can do it daily. First of all, this is not a one-day celebration. It is a daily experience. This is not a one-day celebration. This is a daily experience. I'm not saying this next one for a joke. It might sound like a joke, but I want you to get the reality of it. The system wants this to be a rabbit day. When it's a day of complete raining. I want you to get that because it sounds like kind of comical, but the system wanted to be a rabbit day, but it's a day of complete raining. If you understand this day, you understand what happened, you begin to reign in life. Don't hesitate to celebrate this powerful lifestyle every day. Don't hesitate to celebrate this powerful lifestyle in Christ, in the power of his resurrection. You can celebrate this every day. May that anointing get on you. You listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm doing this for you to be able to catch on to the subject that I'm going to preach. All defeat is over. Living in the glory of his resurrection, making it yours. So all defeat in your life, as you learn to live in the power of the resurrection, that victory becomes yours every day. No matter how it look, no matter how it feel, you know you got it.
Yes, sir.
Here's another statement I have to make. Easter will dilute all power if you let it. Commercials, different things they say about the day. We must stay focused. Now here's another statement. This is not just a holiday, this is a holy day that covers all the days of our lives. This is not just a holiday, this is a holy day that covers all the days of our lives. Now this last statement I want you to do, and we're going to go into it right now. Listen to me very carefully. This day can only be understood spiritually. I'm going to say it again now. Come on. This day can only be understood spiritually. We'll finally get into a text with a prayer, an apostolic prayer that brings us into a revelation of this day. Now, I want you to be able to live this. I want you to turn to Mark chapter 16 and Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And I want you, I think this is a part two of this message. I may have preached some of it last Easter or last Christ celebration day. But I want you to hear this. It says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then I have to let you know what it means to do what I'm about to say for you to do. Experiencing resurrection power on daily basis. Experiencing resurrection power on daily basis. Now, we're going to define resurrection power, what I'm talking about, so you know from the Bible how you can do it. In Mark 16, 6, Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 6, and he said unto them, be not afraid, afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. What, let me say it again, which was crucified. He is risen.
He is risen.
Everybody say, he's risen.
He is risen.
He's not here, that's at the grave. Behold the place where they laid him. He's not here. Then you go over to Galatians chapter 2. We'll make it more real to you today. Apostle Paul revealed another aspect of this in Galatians 2:20. Now this is something you have to take on with the help of the Holy Spirit. You've got to do this daily. What the Bible says, deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. Could this be done? You with me in Galatians 2:20 now? Now we're talking about experiencing resurrection power on a daily basis. I'll make a statement to you. If you're listening, you have no more defeat in your life. the pulpit of God is powerful, isn't it? I mean, that you can make a statement like that. You have no more defeat in your life. If you're listening. Because every time defeat comes, you pull out the power of the resurrection. If you couldn't hold him in the grave, you can't hold me in this problem. Just like he got up out of the grave, I'm going to get up out of this problem. If you couldn't hold him in the grave, you can't hold me with this sickness. Just like he got out of the grave, same power. Matter of fact, before we go to Galatians 2:20, go to Romans 8:11. The same spirit. Romans 8:11. Y'all gonna let me preach up in here? It'll come alive. He wants us experiencing resurrection power on a daily basis. Say that with me. Experiencing resurrection power on a daily basis. Because I'm a child of God. Jesus, my yellow brother.
Whatever my brother
could
do,
he's in me. We can do it again. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel an anointing now. Y'all can get it this morning if you want it. Ooh, I'm happy, blessed, anointed. I'm ready to go. Y'all ready? I notice this voice here. This voice I'll bring shouting to you. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell, not visiting. Dwell in you. You mean the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible is saying that same spirit mean the same power, mean the same authority lives in me on a daily basis because I'm a child of God? Is that what he's saying?
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Yes, sir.
So the same spirit, not another spirit. We know who he is, the Holy Spirit, right? Some of y'all alive talk to him. The rest of y'all just... We here to celebrate, right? All we hear every time we come here, it is to instruct or remind us who we are. May the Holy Ghost breathe on this statement. You are so powerful because the same spirit, look at it. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also make alive your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Whatever come up next week, let it know the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. And in the name of Jesus, you better take your hand off of me. Now go back to Galatians 2:20. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What are we talking about? Experiencing what? Some of y'all didn't even know what the subject was. Don't set your routine in now. The Lord won't do something for you tomorrow. So I want you all to say this. Experiencing
resurrection power.
On daily basis. Here's what I'm hearing. What we're talking about. There's absolutely no. How can I say this? Absolutely no chances of failure. See, when you recognize that revelation of Christ in you, the hope of glory, you stand by your faith knowing you can't fail. You might feel it, but you can't fail it. You might feel like failure, but your faith tells you you can't fail. Tomorrow or next week, whatever attack you, I demand resurrection power to flow out of your mouth, flow out of your mind, flow out of your hand. And you cause resurrection power to flow by these words. In the name of Jesus, I resist you. I take authority over you. He gave us his name to raise up his power. But have you surrendered? Do you know how precious the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus is to you on a daily basis? This verse tells us, I'm crucified with Christ. See, you got to be crucified with him.
Yes.
Nevertheless, I live. So I'm crucified with him, and I'm what? I want you to use the word, the day word. I'm crucified with him.
Yes.
And I'm.
Yes.
Some of y'all won't say nothing. Yes. You're not going to get it if you don't participate. I feel a strong anointing up here today. And I feel the Holy Ghost won't flow through this place today. Just give us a few minutes. We ain't going to be long. You got all the rest of the day. You got all the rest of the day to do the rest. But just a few moments, I'm asking you to yield just a few moments. I want that resurrection power to flow through you today. I want somebody to get healed today. I want somebody who's sad to get happy. I want joy to come through you today. I want peace to flow through you today. But I need 3 or 4 people to flow with me. I got them? All right, we're going to get it then. We'll get it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I come here to celebrate me. The Lord has done some good things for me. How about you? He woke me up this morning. Good God Almighty. He caused my leg to move. Good God Almighty. I want to praise him today. Pointing text next to you is not saying nothing. Say, what's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? You saying? I expect a whirlwind to hit this place as we celebrate right. The Holy Ghost will cut up now if you celebrate right. The Holy Ghost will cut up if you celebrate right. Hallelujah. You imagine the thought that we're talking about experiencing resurrection power on a daily basis?
Yes,
sir. Otherwise, you're constantly getting up.
Right.
Everything they're trying to get you down, you're constantly getting up. Declaring all power. See, some of y'all think you can't do that. But you're a child of God. You got the living spirit on the inside of you. Y'all got to stop sitting down and taking that defeat. Y'all got to stop letting people shut you down. And y'all got to stop having a back door mentality. No, you live in the overflow. I don't live at the back door. I live in the overflow. Got it? I don't live at the back door. I ain't knocking trying to get in somebody. Somebody else got to help me. I live in the overflow. I'm already helped. So here, sit down. Y'all look nice too. Y'all all dressed up. Got your Easter best on. Huh? I am crucified. Know the description. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Now, if you don't understand that you're crucified, you can't go to the rest. In other words, let me give you an insight of what I mean when I crucify with Christ. I can't live anyway. I can't live like the world lives. I'm sanctified. Now, when you become sanctified, watch the next word now, sanctified and satisfied. I'm satisfied with the life that God gave me. I don't need the world to give me an extra life. I'm satisfied just being in his presence. Sanctified and satisfied. I like that. Sanctified and satisfied. I'm trying to finish reading this scripture. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God in a resurrected position. Loved me and gave himself for me. Now, I want to train. I see a lot of young faces. I want to train you how to live in resurrection power. I want to show you apostolically how to live in resurrection power. I want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 1 for a moment. I'm going to pause there for a moment and pull some things out for you. How can I live this resurrected life? I'm a Christian. I love God, but I need some teaching. I need some understanding about this. All right? Apostle Paul knew that, and he wanted to train the church how to live a resurrected life. So one of the things he did, he prayed for them.
Yes, sir.
And he prayed a prayer that they can spiritually come into understanding what it means to live in the resurrection. Okay? Some things you got to know. If you're going to flow in a resurrected life, there are some things spiritually that you have to know. Not churchly, but spiritually. Not just say, I've been baptized with water, I'm a member of the church, etc. No, there are some things you have to know. And Paul knew that. He knew that church needed to know, and I know this church needs to know, how to constantly experience the resurrection. Don't get me wrong now, because I know some of y'all feel don't get hurt in the flesh. The resurrection is not Easter. You see, building these worldly holidays will cause us not to see the real thing. Now watch what I'm about to say. We got to bring it to them.
Yes.
We got to let them know we're not a bunch of clowns.
No.
We got to let them know that our God is real.
Yes.
Our Jesus is real. Our Holy Spirit is real. Our kingdom is real. And we have to let that, see, the only way you're going to be able to experience this, I'm going to use a strong word now. I'm going to use a strong word. And then I'm going to explain that word, and then I'm going to show you the ramification of the word. The word is used, oh Lord, but the Lord won't use it in a different anointing. Write that word down. Anointing. That's the only way you can experience resurrection power on a daily basis. You experience it through the anointing. The Holy Spirit is the only one can bring you there. Okay? Now that anointing is in you right now. See, the key to living a resurrection life, the life of a resurrection on a daily basis, above and beyond Easter, is the anointing.
Yes, sir.
Only anointed people know what this day is.
Yes.
Now you got church folk not anointed.
Yes.
You got pulpits not anointed. So one of the greater days, and if you're here and you're not baptized with the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues, I need to help you before you leave here this morning. Because one of the greatest ways to shift the anointing and shift into that power is praying in tongues.
Yes.
It shifts you from the natural into the supernatural. Ooh, my goodness. Shift. You know how to shift from the natural. You're not a shift from your last name to his name. You're not a move out from being a Thompson to a sanctified Holy Ghost man. Somebody rattle a little bit of tongue right now. Somebody gonna get scared. All right, y'all stop. Y'all stop. You don't supposed to be doing that. Hold up. We're talking about experiencing resurrection power on a daily basis. Now let's go to Ephesians 1, chapter 1, Ephesians. You got your Bible or your phone or whatever you're working on? Ephesians chapter 1. Let me explain this. Resurrection living criteria will be set up in this prayer. It's an apostolic prayer, meaning that an apostle had the revelation of what type of government you should be walking in as a Christian. You should overrule everything that Satan bring up. Overrule everything that the system bring up. Overrule every attack that come in your life. Now you design, as a Christian, you design, that's the type of life you design to live. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
You ready to live it?
Yes, sir.
Because the things we're going to see in this prayer, you know, I got a lot of more things to say to you, but the things we're going to see in this prayer is so powerful, I'm not going to run over them. Beginning at the 15th verse, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all saints. You got faith?
Yes, sir.
Let me see your hand. And you love all the saints? All right, okay, well, he's talking to you then. The apostle said, Apostle Paul said, Apostle Leroy said it tonight.
Yes,
I see not to give thanks for you, making mention of you my prayer. You have no idea how much I pray for you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
What? What the apostle saying that he's praying for now? In verse 17, everybody with me?
Yes, sir.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, well, look what he called him, the Father of what?
Glory.
Now, here we got to go. Here, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. Say, I got it.
I got it.
and revelation in the knowledge of him. The spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. That's the only way you're going to walk in that power. And no more one person can give it to you. Who is it? The Holy Ghost. The Spirit. So I'm dealing with something tomorrow. And they didn't turn their back on me. And I sneak off to the restroom. And I ask the Lord, give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation. How to anoint me. You cannot stop an anointed person. Anointed person see behind you. Look at somebody and tell them I'm anointed. To live the resurrected life. On daily basis. Hallelujah. So now here's an activator. Here's an activator. Lord, give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Ooh, hallelujah. So once I learned that, how to pray and ask God to give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation, I step off into my anointing. And by stepping into my anointing, now I step in the power of the resurrection. So just like Satan couldn't hold Jesus in the grave, he cannot hold my life in the grave of sickness and disease and lack of joy and peace. No, I got joy and peace because I know how to walk in the anointing. Tell the person next to you, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
This prayer opened up the power of the resurrection. First of all, you see in the 17th verse, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now look at verse 18 now. See, you can't just say, walk around talking about I'm a Christian. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened. I understand I feel like this. I understand the fact I'm looking at. But I also understand I got power on the inside of me to cause me to walk beyond what I'm seeing, walk beyond what I'm feeling, walk beyond what somebody else is saying, walk beyond Satan. I got power on the inside of me, but I got to understand that I got that power by the Holy Ghost. Give me spiritual understanding. Enlighten my eyes. Open my ears. See, what we're saying, from this day forward, I'm not going to just celebrate the resurrection on Easter. Come on, Easter. And then the Easter is not no resurrection, no way. It's resurrection day. Why they put a bonnet rabbit? To dilute it? Y'all, you see, y'all, we're not thinking. Why they put a rabbit? You know what a rabbit do? Run from everything. Rabbit, gone. And he want us to be just like rabbits. When Satan say, I'm going to kill you tomorrow. Say, no, you a liar. I got some more years to live. See, prayer stop you from being a rabbit. Men, y'all got to be strong in your house. It's not the wife's job to lead to be the head of the house. You sitting down there and a boy cutting up, lock his tail down. Mama don't boy talk to him. You talk to him. Bring your tail here.
That's right. That's right.
We need to rise up now. Y'all need to stop being black. You're a black cat, always black. Shut up. I'm born again. I'm washed in the blood. I don't know what color I am. Y'all don't want me to preach in here. Y'all want me. These words hold power. I'm just trying to get you through the prayer. Yeah, I want to hum. I'm not humming, though. I feel it come. Sunday morning. Yeah, I know. Sit down. We ain't going to hum yet. I'm about through, but we ain't going. I know it feel good every now and then. What are we talking about? What? I like to use a phrase. What that first word is? Go ahead. Tell me the rest of it. Are you getting the meaning of that?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting to know how to do it?
Yes, sir.
Don't get scared. Get quiet somewhere. I won't be this quiet up here. What's going on up in here? That's why I'm getting quiet. I came here anointed this morning, baby. I came here. I was a praying in tongue. I'm ready to go. I expected nobody on the sound of my voice, online or in here, to be defeated. Y'all received that? I want you to know God love you. And he wants you to have victory all the time. That's why Jesus died, man.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Ask that person next to you why you ain't saying nothing. You up here trying to get this over. We trying to get into it and you trying to get it over. I tell you what, next time you get in trouble, holler, pound cake. Next time you get in trouble, pound cake. In the name of pound cake. I know. See? Go back with me, verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the sand. Now look at verse 19. Read it with me. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working? Talk to me, Lord. Talking about the resurrection, you see. Talking about the cross, the grave, and the getting up morning. The cross, the grave, and the getting up morning. You need to be able to say, no matter what you're going through, I'm about to get up from here. You're getting off of me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? Y'all believe it?
Yes, sir.
According to the working and mighty power. Now look at verse 20 now. What he wrought in Christ, when?
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 When he raised him from the dead.
What happened next?
He said,
wow. 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 Now you're here. Now I'm going to call all your problems out the rest of your life right now. I'm about to call every problem you're going to have the rest of your life out right now. And I'm going to show you how to walk on it. The rest of your life. You came to church this morning and the man of God called every problem out the rest of your life and show you how to handle it. What I mean, man, what more can I do? What more can the Holy Ghost do? You're going to know, you're gonna resurrect on everything that try to put you down. Every stone that's rolled over your life, the angel's going to roll them away. And it's right here in this prayer. It's right here in this prayer. Look, right here in this prayer. My goodness. Far above verse 21. Some problem. principality and power. Look at what he called it. And might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And has put all things. On his feet and give him to be the head over all things to the church. We the church? Which is his body, the foot of him all fill all in all. Just give me a few more minutes, sit down. A few more minutes, I'm going to take you to some other place. Take notes. That means all the victories of Jesus' resurrection is on the inside of me now. Right, that's right, girl. You right. I see that girl writing. Write it down, girl. All the victory of Jesus' resurrection is on the inside of me now. Whew. Not just the story of the resurrection, but experiencing the glory of the resurrection. Yeah, I like y'all. Y'all take notes. I like that. That'd be right, man. True. Glory to God. So you can go back over it, you see. Jesus is risen in me. Turn to Acts 17:28. The resurrected Christ lived in me daily. Turn to Acts 17. Turn that quickly. For in him... I don't know if all y'all want to go.
I live.
And move.
And have my being.
Live, move, have my being. And let Kotel Abasa. Let nothing take me out of my position. This is the goal of Jesus' ministry. Not just for us to talk about his resurrection, but let the resurrection power flow through your life now. Do you understand that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you now? And ready to bring resurrection power over every area of your life. Which, listen now, and to supernaturally deal with everything that come up. Miracles, signs, and wonders belong to you. Yes. Everyone and everything that have tried to bury your life. Uh-oh, they better get out now. Shouldn't let you come here this morning. Everyone against you. Listen, everyone and everything that tried to bury your life loses power today. May your miracle resurrection manifest today to the glory of Jesus' resurrection. All right, I'm going to take you to one or two numbers. I've been preaching about 40 minutes. I'm going to give you a point, then I'm going to give you a scripture to back it up. All right? Here is powerful proof that will continue to give you victory. You want to know what it is? Here is powerful, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Here is powerful proof that will continue to give you the victory. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I ain't come here for all that information. I come here for just church. I come here to shout. And go back and get whipped. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Boy, I got to hold myself now, but I won't run. Man, I feel the presence of God, man. Hallelujah. And then another thing that I'm sensing in my spirit, somebody getting this. Rather than that power tomorrow, you're going to need it. If you don't need it tomorrow, you're going to need it Thursday. If you don't need it Thursday, you're going to need it Friday. You better get it today. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, and there's no if about it, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. You must learn in the spirit how to celebrate the resurrection power on a daily basis. You went over the scripture, Galatians 2, 20, 21, I'm crucified with Christ. Remind yourself you're crucified with him. But also don't just be crucified. Remind yourself that I'm resurrected with him too. Now, we have experienced resurrection power in this ministry many times, more than we know. But sometimes in John 11, 25, 26, John 11, 25, 26, and two sisters. See, we have seen people in this ministry raised from the dead. We have had people drop dead in the church, and God raised them up. More than one. Man, wife said, I'm glad we was here. Because I won't have him no more. He wasn't here. And that power got him up. Here are seven steps you need to take daily. Stay in his presence. Spend some time in prayer and meditation. Look at the word. Stand on his promise. All the promises of God are yea. Amen. Nobody can stop them. Pulling down stronghold. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 6. Telling you the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. Casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You got to do that on a daily basis. Walking in his path. Who knows what scripture that is? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He lead me what? Talk to me now. Pressing toward the mark. They're going to be resistant. Paul said, I press toward the mark for the pride of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Every now and then you're going to have some resistance. But don't let resistance stop you. Press. Press by faith. Press. Because you got more power than that was against you. Press. When it seemed like you're not going to make it. Press anyway. Press by faith and not by feeling. Some of y'all need to be pressing on some things this morning. Stuff you're going through. I know we go through stuff. We got, as long as we're in life, we're going to go through some stuff. But you got to keep on pressing. Oh, keep on pressing. Press like you got power on the inside of you. Press like you know you can't fail. Press like you know you got the victory already. Through Christ Jesus. I'm already a winner. You can't make me a loser. I got a winner on the inside of me. The Lord of Lords and the King of Kings lives on the inside of me. I got the Holy Spirit living on the inside of me. Releasing power, releasing glory, releasing the joy of the Lord. I can't lose this battle. I fight the good fight of faith. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I overcome by my faith. I walk by faith and not by sight. I got resurrection power on the inside of me. He lives on the inside of me. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I got the victory because Jesus gave me the victory. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of me. The same Lord that conquered the grave will conquer everything that come in my life. I'm alive. I'm walking by faith. I'm living by the Spirit. I'm living by the Spirit of love. I'm living by the Spirit of joy. I'm living by the Spirit of peace. I got all that on the inside of me. I'm not going to lay down one moment. I'm getting up every morning with the resurrection power on the inside of me. I'm overcoming the enemy. Every time he turn around, the enemy can't stop me because they couldn't stop Jesus. Same Jesus that rose from the dead some thousand years ago is rising up in me right now. Same Jesus that won every battle lives on me right now. I want to magnify. Come on, raise your hand. I want to glorify. I know he forgave me for my shortcoming. He told me to repent and he'll wipe my sins out. So I'm not going to let Satan hold me in my sin, because I'm sanctified, I'm holy, and I'm set apart for God. I just want to shout today. I just want to give him praise for the good things he has done for me. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. I believe I'll sit down at the table today. He said he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Not only put me at the table, he anointed my head with oil. Not only anointed my head with oil, but my cup keep running over. Oh, cup. My cup, come on, my cup keep running over, because what Jesus had done for me, I know I got it. I got it on the inside of me. I got born again. I got filled with the Spirit. I learned how to be led by the Spirit. I learned how to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. I learned how to bear fruit, a fruit called love, a fruit called joy, a fruit called peace, a fruit called long-suffering, a fruit called steadfastness. I learned how to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, learn how to be led by the Spirit. I got up the same time that Jesus got up. Jesus got up and fold his clothes. He wasn't in a hurry. When you got a problem, stand up and fold your clothes. You don't have to be in a hurry, because you know the power's on the way. Every time you touch me, the power's on the way, child. Yeah, he's coming to see about me. God will never leave me. He said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. No matter, let me close here. No matter what come up, I know I got the victory. Thanks be to God for giving me the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell three people I got the victory. I don't care what you think about it. I got the victory. Matter of fact, I got the victory this morning so much. I got the victory so much. I think I'm gonna operate like the wall of Jericho. I think the wall of Jericho trying to surround me. But I think I'm gonna shout a little bit. Go ahead and shout a little bit. Shout all your problems out. Shout everything down. Hallelujah. Write this down quickly. Prevailing. What happened? In the triumph of the resurrection. Powerful blood benefits are being released daily. Your will, the kingdom, the power, and your glory must flow through me at all times. Let me go over it again. Your will, the kingdom, the power, and your glory must flow through me at all times. Resurrection righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Ghost are flowing through me now. Resurrection righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Ghost are flowing through me now. Living in resurrection power every day. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
I command you,
yes,
to live in resurrection power every day. I command you, don't let Satan bring your fault up. He got faults. You the devil, I'm not the devil. I'm forgiven. Y'all want the other one? The Holy Spirit is the conductor of resurrection power.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, unfold resurrection power and glory and grace in me now. Holy Spirit, say that.
Holy Spirit.
Unfold
resurrection power
and glory
and grace.
In me now. Releasing the mysteries of the resurrection, bringing heaven down to earth. Got it?
Yes,
Are you ready to wear your resurrection anointing on a daily basis?
Yes,
the rest of your life?
Yes, sir.
You got to remind yourself, because your body don't know. And your soul won't know. You got to remind yourself, your spirit, with the Holy Spirit, got to remind me that I'm living a resurrected life. All right, let me give you the last one. Resurrection ingredients. Y'all want it?
Yes, sir.
Kingdom. Power. Glory. Little nephew all dressed up there. Josh, I see you, boy. Kingdom. Power. Glory. Righteousness. Peace. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Grace. Love. Communion of the Holy Ghost. Let me get it over because I want you to have that. Resurrection ingredient. What I say?
Resurrection ingredient.
All right. Kingdom.
Power.
What?
Peace. Joy of the Holy Ghost. Grace. Love.
Man, I rest my case. Y'all got it. Come on, clap. Clap your hands. Y'all got it.